Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
American Girl. Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Good morning. The best thing that has happened immigration-wise in a really long time, and interesting that it corresponds with 9/11, Lee.
Yes.
And you probably know what I'm talking about. And to set this up properly, you have to go back. Four times Donald Trump, after begging Congress, first the Republican Congress, I'm not putting this on the Democrats because that would be inaccurate, and then the Democrats, so it's both of them, have refused to do anything about the flood at the border. There are simple fixes that we could have done, like the Goodlatte bill, which there were the votes to pass in Congress. Paul Ryan, then the Republican leader of Congress, blocked it. And then, you know, with Nancy Pelosi in charge, they wouldn't even provide the money to deal with the crisis, which they refused to do simple legal fixes that would have stopped it. And they didn't want to, you know, of course, provide the money to deal with the crisis so they could then accuse Trump of, you know, overcrowding and mistreating people and being a racist, when in fact they were the racist, if that's their standard, because they ignored the situation. In fact, the Democrats have spent most of the last year telling us there is no crisis at the border. And then in March, they conveniently went, okay, well, wait, there is a crisis at the border. Now we realize, yep, there is, after lying to you about it for 6 months, but we're not giving you any money for it. And Trump is a racist. The facilities are overcrowded. Well, Trump has begged you, as has your own Department of Homeland Security, to do something, to do the legislative fixes, and by the way, provide the money in the meantime to handle the flood. So this is a Congress-created crisis. There's only been one major politician in America who's done anything to try to solve it, and that was Donald J. Trump. And he has found four different workarounds. And each time that he has found a way to enforce our laws at the border, the flood at the border goes down dramatically. Remember when he first took office, Lee, and we had just this tremendous decline? I mean, all of a sudden the border was practically secure. And then what happens? Liberal judges step in and just outlaw. Liberal dictator judges just outlaw whatever Trump is doing, as if they're members of Congress. They're not. And they know that the Supreme Court will overturn them. But the Supreme Court, also being for open borders, has said, no, we will not expedite these cases as the White House has requested. You're going to have to wait. And that's so the flood over the border can continue. So four different times the president has come up with great ideas for fixes. And some of those are still pending in court. He will eventually win them. And the hope is they can just outweigh his presidency. Well, yesterday, for reasons I still don't understand, the Supreme Court actually heard the case on Trump's new asylum fixes. And what Trump did was found a workaround around Flores, which says you got to let illegal immigrants go after 20 days. This is why, you know, if they've got kids, this is why everybody wants to buy a kid. You know, you buy one for as low as $400 to ship up here. Nobody cares about them. But and then just dump them at the border, recycle them multiple times. You won't hear a word about it from the Democrats. But yeah, so get yourself a kid, and some judicial dictator declared that you have to let illegal immigrants go after 20 days. That is not law. But that's how we're operating. Well, Trump found a workaround around it, and he's going to keep families together in facilities in Mexico. Well, it worked. And we saw a 56% decline in the traffic at the border in just 90 days. So, of course, the left panicked, and they found a new liberal dictator judge to outlaw against all constitutional precedent what Trump was doing. Except this time, Lee, and this is the exciting part, it didn't work. The Supreme Court just ruled against the judicial dictators of the Ninth Circus and said, no, we have constitutional law here. Judges aren't dictators. And it was a big win for Trump. Only two judges in the dissenting, Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, this is a temporary stay. So what this means is we're going to hear this case in a year or two. That's about when they get around to it. But in the meantime, Trump can use his new asylum rules. And we've already seen a 56% decline at the border. And I would say this is a tremendous blow, a horrible loss for the open borders left and the George Bush globalist Mitt Romney wing of the Republican Party. They are beside themselves. And so Trump is going to actually continue to get to do enforcement at the border. And as Brian Kilmeade brilliantly just put it on Fox, the traffic is going to continue to go down because word's going to get out. You bring a kid if you want, but then you'll have to take them back with you. You're not gonna get to just show up and get the welfare card and the work permit because you say asylum. It's not gonna work that way anymore. We're gonna hold you in a facility at the border until your asylum case is heard. And over 90% of those cases, they are declined. This is a major, major win for Trump. This is the first of his four fixes at the border that he's been allowed to do. The judicial dictators have put the kibosh on all the others. He will eventually win those two, but no telling if they'll be that'll be in time, you know, before his presidency ends. So this is greatly.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to go on so long. I had to lay it out, but this is great. What do you think?
The one thing that I do want to remind folks, and because I'm sure that your trolls will be claiming that Trump is doing something unprecedented here. No. What the president is doing is basically applying asylum rules and laws as they are practiced around the world.
Good point.
Once again, the asylum law is the accepted rules of asylum for the sovereign nations is that if you leave and go to an adjacent country seeking asylum, that's where you go, an adjacent country. The United States is not adjacent to Honduras or El Salvador or Nicaragua or Guatemala. Obviously, there are several countries in the way between, and namely Mexico, before you get to that. So if you are going to claim asylum, you have to go to the next adjacent country. If you're leaving Syria, you could go to Jordan, like has happened. And that's the situation. So Trump is not coming up with something to punish people who are seeking asylum. No. He's simply trying to reinstate the status quo before Democrats and progressive liberals began gaming the asylum system.
The president, this is from Politico, was quick to tout the ruling as a triumph for his efforts to dramatically reshape immigration policy. And it is. Again, when they say dramatically reshape immigration policy, Politico is a left-wing leaning. No, he's actually applying the laws as they exist.
Right.
And he tweeted, big United States Supreme Court win for the border on asylum. So this is the first of Trump's four fixes. For those of you who text me all the time, my liberal trolls saying, oh, well, you know, Trump says he cares about border enforcement, but look, it's worse than under Obama. Yeah, because he's dealing with liberal judicial dictators.
Right.
That's why. It's not for his lack of trying. He has tried more than anybody in my political lifetime of watching this to fix the border. And this time he may actually do it.
And liberal policies have been doing everything they can to entice people to cross that border illegally.
Oh, yeah.
Everything they can possibly do.
Offering sanctuary cities. You come here, be a criminal, we'll protect you. Offering free health care in sanctuary areas like New York and California as magnets to get them to cross. Anything to get more folks, more illegal immigrant bodies packed into blue areas so that they can steal congressional districts. They've already stolen at least 15 that way. If you do the math, that's the majority in Congress right now. So they are supplanting, citizens, voters in the counts of the census with illegal immigrants. And that's because of a 2016 ruling by the Supreme Court, one of the worst I've ever seen in my lifetime, that said, hey, guess what? We think that you should be able to count illegal immigrants as people in the census. In the census, by constitution, is what determines where, you know, what areas get congressional districts and what lose them by population. So illegal immigrants now count as citizens. That means your vote is diluted. You don't count as a person anymore. You might count as half of a person because we got to count an illegal immigrant. And so that's what this is all about. That's why the Democrats want the borders open. That's why they don't even care if, you know, illegal immigrant rapists and pedophiles, who actually are convicted illegal immigrant rapists and pedophiles who we've deported, they are more than happy to welcome them back because they need them counted in the census. It's cynical and it's sick. It's anti-woman and it's anti-child. But that's who they are. That's what they do. And they just lost at the Supreme Court level. It's going to be very interestingly to see the freak out over this. They are going to freak. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear racism, bias, xenophobia. No. If the Democrats don't like this, change the law.
Yeah.
Change the law. Change it.
And run on that.
He's just enforcing it.
And run on that.
Yeah, run on it. Run on it. Run on open borders. They already are to some extent. Run on it. Let's see what the people think. Because the polls, and I mean left-wing polls on that, they don't look so good. In fact, about a quarter of the population agrees with you. You need the other 75%, even in Common Core math. So that's just not going to work. So this, I mean, this is a major, major, major good deal. I am in a really good mood this morning seeing this. And keep in mind, the other three immigration fixes Trump tried, illegal immigration fixes, I should say, at the border, all of which worked immediately, but were barred by judicial dictators. They're still all pending before the court. If he got all of that, if he was able to actually enforce the law in all four ways he had tried and proposed, border be shut down. And that doesn't even include, Lee, the fact that the Supreme Court has now let him build the wall. 500 miles of it will be up by the end of next year. So, I mean, for the first time, I'm seeing some tiny light at the end of this nightmare open borders tunnel. It's not going to protect the women and children of Charlotte or Montgomery County California from the people that they are trying to attract there and that they are turning back out into the population after they commit rapes and murders. I mean, did you see this in North Carolina? Over almost 500 illegal immigrants that ICE wanted to detain, Lee, were turned back.
Yeah.
Including people who had committed rape, homicide, child sex offense, aggravated assault, and drunk driving, out back on the streets to kill, maim, and rape. That's your Democrat Party. That's what they stand for. So, but this was a win against them. And, you know, you got to admire, Lee, I have never seen one person like Donald J. Trump fight so hard. I mean, you know, at the first fix tried by most other Republicans, if the Democrats and media said boo, they would have given up. And yep. He hasn't given up. He has taken it on the chin, been called a racist and a xenophobe for merely applying the laws as they are on the books. And he doesn't quit. When they block him and a liberal judge blocks him illegally, he just keeps coming and keeps trying. And I am so grateful for the Supreme Court win this morning. I'm just so grateful. Our country yesterday on 9/11 got a lot safer. We're not there yet, but this is a big step and a big win for the rule of law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, let's see what people are saying. Great news this morning. I love to start the show with great news. I love how Donald Trump never gives up. He has his flaws, we all do. But I've never seen anyone fight like this in my entire life. It doesn't matter how many times they call him a xenophobe, how many times they lie about what he's doing. He just fights on. This was a big, big, big win yesterday at the Supreme Court for him. He has had a total of 4 immigration fixes. Everyone has worked. If you followed the news, you've probably heard over the last almost 3 years that, immigration at the border, way, 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 way down. And then all of a sudden, record highs. Oh, excuse me, cough button. Why is that? Because every time Trump applies a common sense fix that is just the implementation of the law, a liberal judicial dictator blocks him, usually somebody from the Ninth Circus. So what has happened is, and then you see record highs. As the word gets out, hey, get yourself a kid, any kid, recycle him, abuse him along the way, nobody cares. Just get here. If you got a kid, we got to let you go. Well, that's not the law. A judicial dictator made that up. Trump is the executive. He has the right to supersede it. And as did Obama. And so what has, with executive orders, that's what the president does. What the executive does. The executive executes the laws that Congress passes. And there has been a move by judicial dictators, by left-wing judges, to just block Trump. And what's been really frustrating is that we've had the record numbers at the border that we have had, or near record. It's hard to match what George W. Bush did. But the near record numbers, or record numbers, depending on the month, we've had at the border. We have seen that again and again and again, and that's because of judicial dictators, not because of Trump. And so for the Supreme Court to finally agree to hear one of these cases, they have dragged their feet as long as they possibly can, and it's a win for Trump. Trump's going to win the other ones, too. But the beauty of it is the very policy that he was defending before the Supreme Court is the same one that has caused a 56% reduction in people showing up on the border in the last 90 days. So you get no work permit. You got to stay on the Mexican side. You got to stay inside a facility in a jail. Nobody wants to come here to spend, a few months in a jail and then be turned back and have to make the trip back. Nobody's going to do that. That's why it dropped 56% almost immediately. This will work. It's not perfect. We're still, we still got the problems with the coyotes and the drugs and the human smuggling and the actual cheating to get across the border. But one of the reasons they've been so successful in sneaking across the border when they're not calling asylum is because our border guard are forced to greet asylees, people who claim to be asylees, at the border. Hand them their work permit, hand them their welfare applications, because you get a richer menu of welfare benefits if you show up as an asylee than an American citizen can even get. We have actually a limit, around $50,000 for a family of four in terms of total welfare benefit value. That in law, our law is removed for asylees. So, when you see every asylum person coming off across that border, we're dangling tens of thousands of dollars in welfare cash in front of them, and they get to collect it. And it's in different forms. It's food stamps. It's Medicaid. It's Section 8 housing. Ability to apply for that. It's all that stuff. It's free housing. It's everything. Free everything. And that was only meant for people seeking asylum, and there were only supposed to be a small handful of people who ever got that ever got that every year. And it was supposed to be the way the law is written by Congress. Your government had to be trying to kill you, usually for religious reasons. And Obama waved his magic wand and said, no, we'll just give it to everyone from, Guatemala, Haiti, El Salvador. And they all came. Would I do it? Yeah, honestly. And here's the thing. I don't blame the illegal immigrants. I never have. I'm not going to be hypocritical. If I lived in a country where I didn't even have running water and I had no access to medicine and I had kids, and you dangle a $50,000 plus stake in front of me, would I walk across the desert for my kids? Heck yeah, I would. No apologies here. Why should I apologize? If America is lawless and this is what they're offering and I'm not a citizen of America, what do I care? Not my problem. American citizens, get your Congress together. I don't blame the illegal immigrants. I never have. I blame the political class. I blame the Democrats. So Trump is saying no more steak. Nope, got to stay on the Mexican side. Oh, and by the way, you can't have your welfare benefits. You're going to be in a facility. Bring a kid if you want, but you'll have to walk them back. Traffic down 56% in 90 days. It'll fall further. Texter writes, so there is no need for the wall now. Oh, there's even more need for the wall now. Trump won't be in office forever. We got to sink that thing as deep into the soil as we can, because when Trump gets out of office, all bets are off, whether a Republican or a Democrat wins. We've got to create the mindset of national security and borders, and that includes sinking that 30-foot wall as deep into the soil, 12 feet down as we can, so the cartels can't bury under it. Make it hard to rip down. Make it big. It can't be chain link. It's going to have to be big. It's the best shot we got, folks. But today is a win. Today is a really, really big win.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Text to write. Hi, wanted to get my boyfriend a terrorist mug. Yeah, those are really hot right now. But I can't find out how to purchase one online. Please help. Yes, you can text the word stand, S-T-A-N-D, stand, to the text line. That's 71307 and get your own terrorist mug. And you can get one. You can get Bobby Mack's mug as well if you want to give him that. Very sweet of you to be up this early and looking for a gift for your boyfriend. Very thoughtful. All right. What do you regret wasting time on when you were young? What'd you learn? I like to study. The four things people most regret wasting time on once they get older. One of these I really agree with. Here's the first one. Not asking for help. Oh my gosh. My first date with my husband, it went on forever. No, it was the second one. He was going to take me somewhere. But this was before we had like GPS, you know? And he refused to ask for help, being a man and a Marine and all. We drove for like 25 minutes. I finally lost my mind. I was like, let's pull over to the gas station and maybe we could get like, a map or something. No, I've almost got it. And then after like, we're going through the same areas like the second time and the third. I'm like, can we just like, it's okay. I don't care. Let's just get a map. Oh, geez. Yeah. I trained him to ask for help. Now he asks promptly. And listen, I don't know where I'm going either. So we work out perfectly. All right. Number two, things we wasted our time on. Regret wasting your time on when you were young? Oh, this one. Yeah, everybody's got to learn this. Because you know when you're in your 20s, thinking you're going to live forever. So you have plenty of time to make bad relationships work. Nope. You got older, you're so over that. Yep. Number two thing people most regret wasting time on when they were young, trying to make bad relationships work, putting your time in on a good relationship's worth it, but spending large chunks of your time trying to fix bad ones, dead end. Sometimes a clean break is good. Let's know what you regret wasting your time on. Here's another one. Dwelling on your mistakes and shortcomings. That's almost impossible not to do your whole life. If you figured out how, let me know. Learning from them is great, but dwelling on them just wastes time and messes with your self-esteem. Really hard not to, though, isn't it? And number four, this is the big one with me, worrying too much about other people and what they think of you. This is why I think you've seen these surveys. The happiest people are like in their mid-50s. And there's something about aging that really, how should I put it, levels the field. You do. I mean, it's only so good you can look at 55, even if you were, formerly hot. No, it's true. I just give up. I'm not saying you're dressing sloppy or looking bad. I'm not saying that. It's just not what it was. There's a certain piece. I really do think this is why once people hit their 50s, they're happier. You just don't care anymore what other people think. Now, obviously, you don't want to take that to extremes. That's antisocial. But you know what I mean. I got to tell you what. I will never forget. I was so shy growing up. Oh, was I shy? I was painfully shy. I did not want to be noticed. And I will never forget the first time I wrote a letter to the editor to the Daily Tar Heel, UNC Chapel Hill. And I was, of course, conservative then. And I wrote on some subject and man, it just sparked a firestorm. And the editorial page was filled for days with people calling me an idiot, the usual from the leftist. They went nuts. And I just freaked out. I didn't want to leave my dorm. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take the public attention. I regretted ever writing it. And that's like a muscle. It really is. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger until, eventually when you don't care what people think about you anymore, there's a real freedom in that. And I really don't give a darn. I don't. And that's very freeing. Whether it's just you don't care what you look like anymore or what people think of you and you've hit your mid-50s and you're cruising along, or you just learn to stand up for who you are and be who you are and not worry about the rest of it. It's just very liberating. At least for me, it was. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Things people regret. Well, one text writes, wasting my time on guys who didn't deserve it, didn't join the Air Force because of, in parentheses, love. Text writes, Tara, I've wasted more time trying to make others happy. I know, that's a dead end. There's a fine line there, though. I've learned you can make yourself really happy by making grateful people happy. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing, like, you enjoy it more on Christmas when you get somebody, like, you find that gift and you're like, oh yeah, they're going to love this. I can't wait. They're going to love it, man. And you end up giving it, enjoying giving that gift more than you do getting one. Is that not so true? So, you know, there is something to making other people happy. It's got to be deserving people. Otherwise, it's just self-defeating. Now, the texter writes, running from God, regretting that. Well, good. Good that he caught up with you. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. All right. I got it. At 705, are you hearing about all this vaping stuff? I got a great text here on this. That, here it is. Okay. Hold on. Let's see if this is working. We have so many technical problems. Let's see if this works.
Oh, it does. Now, the Tara Show Genius Text of the Day on 106.3 WORD.
So far, the Genius Text of the Day. Texter writes here, it's funny how politicians will rush in to protect me from fruity vape juice. That has specious links. That means, like, hardly any. To some deaths. But will ignore illegals who have a proven track record of sadistic violence against Americans. Oh, is that good? What, have they had like 6 deaths now and 400 like illnesses? You think the world will come to an end? Can you? What a great point. Can you imagine if we cared this much about, say, that couple, the parents of 3 kids who were killed by the illegal immigrant who crushed them to death with his truck while driving drunk? So many deaths and murders by illegals, including kids in this country, and, like, literally no one cares. But 6 people die from vaping-related lung illness, and you would think the world was about to end. It's how they manipulate your world, folks. It is. What they cover and what they do not. But there's something you should know about those vape deaths, and it's something the media is leaving out. For good reason. Political reason. I'll tell you what it is at 7:06.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Text your Hey, Tara, do you have enough genius texts to make a special podcast? Well, you know what? I had never thought to collect them, but that is a genius-level idea. I think I'll start doing that. Some of them are pretty profound. It's one of the things I love about this job. Every once in a while, one text, 2 lines will change my entire view of something, or the direct, you know, the angle from which I look at it. We have some brilliant people in this audience. We really do. Texter writes, so Tara, how many deaths is it going to take for you to realize that vaping is bad for you? Okay, 6 deaths so far. Look, I'm not defending vaping or anything. I'm going to get into what I think the problem is here. And You'll see what I'm talking about at 7:06. But that's a good question. So how many deaths is it going to take for you to realize that vaping is bad for you? I don't know. I'll turn it around on you. How many deaths is it going to take for you to realize that driving is bad for you? 36,000 a year? I mean, how many deaths is it going to take for folks to realize bicycling is bad for them? You know, 6 people a day get killed in America on a bike. Like on the streets, just riding on their bike. Not so far, like with vaping, it's 6 so far. It's a day. Just had that in another story. Yeah, riding a bicycle on the road is dangerous. Driving a car on the road is dangerous. I don't know. So I would turn that around on you. I mean, if you were never going to do anything that leads to death ever again, you would not be able to leave your home this morning. I just think it's amazing that the attention 6 deaths has been given. Never mind, I mean, every human life is valuable. Please don't misunderstand, but I mean, I mean, just look at how many people illegal immigrants have killed and raped, and no one, like, literally no one cares. Texter writes, I don't like the government all in my business, and I often feel that government is a convoluted mess, but vaping is out of control with young people. I'm a school nurse for middle school and high school, and I can't stress to you enough how out of control vaping is for our children. Yeah, no, I'm not disputing that. I definitely don't think children should be vaping. Oh, no way. Texter writes, should 5-gallon buckets be outlawed? I don't know. Has anybody died from one of those? Texter writes, you think Trump is making too big of a deal out of this? It's unusual something you to disagree with Trump. I think he's just reacting to the media. Texter writes, we have a lot of contenders for genius text of the day today, and it is not even 7 o'clock yet. Being born leads to death. Like I said, I learn something new every day on the show. I do. All right, coming up in the next hour, it's Must Hear Radio. CNN is now claiming, I kid you not. Yeah, but folks, this is going to be one of the most epic episodes of forensic journalism ever because CNN has just teed it up for me and I cannot resist. Did you see what CNN has reported? That right-wing terrorists are now a bigger threat post 9/11 than jihadist terrorists. They have a higher body count. You're thinking, wait, what? Did I miss a bunch of terror attacks? No, they're making it up. It is amazing the leaps of factual, the logical and factual leaps they have to make to prove right-wing terrorists have a higher body count than jihadists. Most of the ones they refer to were actually left-wing terrorists. But if you've been listening to this show since Charlottesville, then you know most of the white supremacists and attackers who have been dubbed racist and thus right-wing were actually left-wing. We have gone through the manifestos of every single one on this show. And there is an uptick in white, male, anti-Semitic, racist socialists committing terror attacks. But they're left-wingers, not right-wingers. Texter writes, vaping was created to avoid smoking. It's on the way to being outlawed. So when will cigarettes be outlawed? What depends on which is more or less politically correct. We'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.